All right, let's talk to New England Patriots defensive star Trey Flowers, brought to you by Mass General Hospital Cancer Center. Every day amazing. Good morning, Trey. How are you?
It's good. How's it going?
We're doing great, thanks. You know, normally I don't like to see a guy show up on the injury list or on the practice list for the Patriots on a Friday as did not participate. You had the best reason in the world, though. Congratulations on the birth of your new daughter.
Oh yeah. Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, it's a blessing. You know, I just, you know, went down there after Thursday practice, and she was here Friday morning. So, you know, it was a blessing.
Well, that's awesome. Congratulations on that, and congratulations on the win. And you got another sack in the game. It's now two sack each in the last couple of games. Going into the game, did you have a feeling that they were going to be passing as much as they did? Minnesota, obviously a pretty pass-happy offense.
Yeah, you know, we knew they had some skilled guys that, you know, they would like to get the ball to, you know, a lot of downfield throws and things like that. So we knew, you know, what type of, you know, offense that was, and, you know, just coming in knowing that in order to, you know, be able to win this game or be, you know, in the game, we had to be productive as a front just to be able to get pressure on them. And I think we did a pretty good job at it. I mean, we always could have been better, but, you know, I think, you know, anytime you get the win, you know, and you got pressure on them, it's always a good thing. So
it seemed as though the defensive game plan that Brian Flores put together involved a lot of deception. You were trying to confuse Kirk Cousins, mm-hmm. who was coming, who was dropping. How did you think overall mm-hmm. you guys carried out the game plan?
Yeah, I think, you know, yeah, this was a big execution week as far as the game plan. Just knowing that we'll give a lot of different looks to them and being able to disguise it, but, you know, not get too caught up in the disguise where, you know, now you're losing your leverage and things like that. So just being able to, you know, have that disguise and understanding the whole scheme of the defense was, you know, I think a pretty good thing for us. And like you said, you know, allowing him to not be comfortable back there prior to the snap and then coming, you know, after the snap, just being able to execute your coverage and execute the rush, you know, this was a big execution week for us. So I think we did a pretty good job.
Now, you held them to just 3 of 12 on third down. I remember talking to you guys earlier in the year, and you guys weren't as good on third down. So what has changed for you guys to get off the field as much as you have been now?
Yeah, I think just the intensity and the focus during the preparation week, during the practice week, just being able to understand that, okay, this is a situation game. This is, you know, it's going to be big for us to get off the field on third down. It's going to be big for us in the red area, you know, and just understanding that, you know, coming into this game, it's going to rely on those type of situations. So throughout the week, you know, it was just a big focus, big, you know, understanding as far as, you know, we got to get out the field on third down in order to be able to be successful in this game. So a lot of guys buy into it, you know, as they always do, and, you know, worked hard at it. And, you know, I think that's what led to, you know, us being able to get out the field. And, of course, you know, being good on the early downs, putting them in those third and long situations where now, you know, now they got to throw a quick pass on third down. And, you know, say it's third and 12 and they got to throw a 5-yard route, and, you know, we dare attack them, and now it's 4th and 7. So, you know, just things like that, being able to, you know, put them behind the sticks early on, you know, giving us a good position to be successful on third down.
Was it my imagination, or did you guys have a particularly strong game in terms of tackling? You were able to get the guy on the ground almost every time.
Yeah, I think just understanding that this is the, you know, final stretch of the season, it's going to come down to, you know, tackling. It's going to come down to all the fundamentals and technique that you work throughout camp, tackling, blocking, you know, breaking tackles as far as on offense and, you know, hand placement, physicality, you know, things like that. Just knowing that, you know, all those fundamentals and technique that you probably worked in camp, it's going to, you know, this is the time of the season at the final stretch where, you know, some teams, you know, their fundamentals, you know, go down, and some teams, you know, you continue to work on your fundamentals and they get better throughout the year. So we just want to be that great fundamental team, you know, late in the season that rely on all our fundamentals and being able to, you know, being able to tackle, being able to press blocks and things like that. So, you know, we going to continue to work on it, continue to get better, and, you know, hopefully finish this final 4 weeks of the season off strong. So.
And so this Sunday you guys are going to be down in Miami. What's been so difficult about playing down there in the past?
It's just, you know, a lot of things can contribute to, you know, you can say energy, bringing energy. You can say having energy plays. I think last year, you know, we couldn't get off the field on third down. You know, it was a whole lot of, you know, situations going on. So I think just the energy and the focus, you know, that we have in any other game, we probably just didn't bring it down there. So, you know, we're looking to change that. We're going to come in, you know, and work hard and try to, you know, get the game plan and focus on the game plan just like, you know, every other week. So, you know, we're looking forward to a tough battle. We understand that, you know, they're going to have their crowd behind them and things like that. We just got to go down to match the intensity.
On your sack, it looked like you were basically unblocked when you got to the quarterback, Kirk mm-hmm. Cousins, but you showed restraint. What you didn't do mm-hmm. was some sort of hit that would draw a flag. You just made sure you got the guy mm-hmm. on the ground.
Yeah. It was, as far as the play, just as far as, you know, a game where, you know, I was outside and the guys in the inside got penetration. I just kind of looped around and, you know, those sacks like that is one of those that, you know, you can either miss trying to be too aggressive or, you know, like you said, get a penalty by, you know, hitting them the wrong way. So, you know, just I think that was probably one of the few sacks where the quarterback actually just went down prior to me hitting him. So, you know, it wasn't much, you know, I had to do just to kind of, you know, make sure he was down and tag him. So, you know, it was, like I said, fairly easy. You know, you attest it to all the other 10 guys on the field doing their job. And, you know, whenever I had the opportunity to, you know, get the easy sack, you know, I was just blessed to make the play and not get a penalty. So,
big weekend for you. Big win yesterday, obviously, over the Vikings, but even bigger on Friday with the birth of your daughter. Congratulations on everything. We appreciate it.
Oh, yes, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, Trey.
That is Trey Flowers joining us.